the shadow of the cross. As they drew closer together in the deep shadows of the olive grove, the little band of perplexed disciples trembled in apprehension. Perplexed and afraid, they watched their beloved master become extremely troubled in heart. Normally, there would have been much rejoicing on the Paschal night. Instead, the atmosphere that encircled them in the shadow of Gethsemane was too heavy and sorrowful for any sense of good cheer to enter their soul. The events that took place at the Last Supper launched Judas into his infamous act of betrayal. His betrayal inevitably sealed the proceedings leading to the crucifixion. Jesus foreknew this sequence of events that would quickly take place. Therefore, before leaving this world, Jesus chose to share with the 11 the wondrous news of the glorious coming of the Holy Spirit. In the shadows on the Mount of Olives, just outside the great stone walls of Jerusalem, Jesus sought to bring comfort and hope to his disciples. Opening his heart to them as never before, he shared divine words of consolation and illumination. His concern was more for his disciples than for himself, it seemed. As a mother comforting her child, he sought to assuage the shock of his abrupt separation from them and his return to his Father. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me, Jesus said. Don't let fear and doubt enter in and take possession of your hearts. In spite of all the terrible events you will pass through, believe that I am true and my words are true. All will come out right. You will dwell with me in my Father's house. Even though I will be leaving you shortly, and I go where you cannot come, nevertheless, I will see you again. I will come to you again in another way. Then he proceeded to share with them the astounding news of another comforter who would come and live with them in his place.